This is Dr. Mejia, the 10th for the patient, Virginia Garcia, medical records 125923, date of birth 1-8-1979, referring physician Dr. Ruben Perez, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure February 2nd, 2024, indications, anemia, GERD, histopolyp, right lower quadrant pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class B, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, no gross lesion scenes, number 5, suboptimal preparation, pure paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECON for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care per paragraph, or procedures per double template per paragraph, Boston's skull preparation was one in the right side, one in the transverse colon, two in the left side, period. Findings, orofaringeal papilloma, pure paragraph, esophagus, there's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with a class B esophagitis, pure paragraph, stomach diffuse erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach, biopsy taken from right pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, papilloma, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pure paragraph, colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period, sigmoid descending colon, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph, transverse colon, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure ascending colon, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph, cecum, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anterior reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, we start a patient on protonics, 40 milligrams per daily, next number, high fiber diet, next number, patient will need AVP colonoscopy in 6 months, given the suboptimal preparation during this exam.